Their love of vodka aside, Russians are drinking a lot more beer. It has surged in popularity since the collapse of the Soviet Union, and now the Russian government says beer drinking is an increasing public health problem, especially for young people, and it's moving to cut consumption. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports from Moscow.
In communist times, Russian breweries produced only a half dozen or so watery brands of beer. Now Natasha, a saleswoman at this typical grocery kiosk, lists more than 40 types that she stocks, most of them domestic, slickly packaged, and with names like Siberian Crown, Golden Barrel, or Old Brewer. On many Moscow streets, you can't go more than a few feet without seeing a kiosk selling beer. That's because, unlike vodka, you don't need a license to sell it. Many Russians, like Roman, who's standing on the street downing a cold brew, consider beer a soft drink.
I don't think beer is an alcoholic drink. How could it be? It's so refreshing.
But many Russian beers, like this one I bought next to a Moscow subway station, can knock your socks off.
This is Baltica 9. It's one of the really heavy-duty brands of Russian beer. It's 8% alcohol, 16 proof. Strong stuff.
And unlike in most places in the U.S., you can drink beer anywhere you want in Russia. No, you don't have to put it in a brown paper bag. Even here on the Moscow subway, people are guzzling away. But the Russian government is about to put an end to this non-stop beer fest. It plans to reclassify beer, putting it in the same category as hard liquor. That will make it illegal to drink beer in public places. A 20-year-old polytechnic student who will only give his nickname, Beast, is drinking beer with a friend in the subway entrance. Beast scoffs at the proposed law.
Even if this law comes into effect, no one will pay any attention to it. People will break it just out of spite. Just look around here. Every second person has a beer in their hand.
Beast also insists that beer doesn't really qualify as an alcoholic drink. The image of beer as a kind of health beverage has been relentlessly promoted by Russian TV beer marketers.
Привет, дорогой.
Привет.
Beer drinkers are shown as sexy, rich, and as having perfect bodies. Svetlana Bondarenko is a doctor at the Russian National Narcological Center.
Many of our patients are vodka alcoholics. Maybe they have never even used beer. But the patients say the beer commercials bother them. They want to be cured of alcoholism, but the beer ads make them want to drink.
Just a few weeks ago, the Russian government banned TV beer ads between 7 a.m. and 10 p.m. Brewers and advertisers fought the law hard. But Russia's teetotaling president, Vladimir Putin, insisted the law be passed. Lawmaker Mikhail Grishenkov sponsored the bill in parliament. Children have started drinking beer at uncontrolled rates, Grishenkov says. The uncontrolled alcoholization of our kids is a danger to the entire nation. Parliament now plans to further restrict beer advertising, along with banning beer drinking on Russian streets. Grishenkov says that in a country with legendary drinking traditions, he doesn't expect beer consumption among kids to fall immediately. But he says Russia has to start somewhere. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.